This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
When you're alive, life can be fun. Go to the forest where the shadows do run. They're coming soon, they can hear you.
For this episode, we are doing some kid-friendly stories.
So get your littles and get some Capri Sun and what's the other thing? Lunchables. Are those still a thing?
Yeah, I eat them all the time. I love them.
Okay. Yeah. All of those things, not sponsored. But hey, we're snacks. We can sponsor snacks.
Okay. So these are very short stories from the book In a Dark, Dark Room and Other Scary Stories, and it's retold by Alvin Schwartz.
And he's the guy who did Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
This one is titled The Teeth. I was hurrying home in the dark when I saw a man walking toward me. Do you know what time it is? I asked. The man lit a match to look at his watch. It's 8 o'clock, he said. Then he grinned at me. His teeth were 3 inches long. When I saw them, I ran. Soon, I came to another man. Why are you running? The man asked. I just met a man with teeth this long, I said. It scared me. My teeth are longer than that, said the man. And he grinned at me. When I saw his teeth, I ran. Soon, I came to another man. Why are you running? He asked me. I just saw a man with teeth this long, I said. That's nothing, said the man. Did you ever see teeth this long? I took one look, and I ran all the way home. The end. This one is titled In the Graveyard. A woman in a graveyard sat. Ooh. Very short and fat. Ooh. She saw 3 corpses carried in. Ooh. Very tall and very thin. Ooh. To the corpses, the woman said, will I be like you when I'm dead? Ooh. To the woman, the corpses said, you will be like us when you are dead. Ooh. To the corpses, the woman said, ah. This one is titled The Green Ribbon. Once there was a girl named Jenny. She was like all the other girls, except for one thing. She always wore a green ribbon around her neck. There was a boy named Alfred in her class. Alfred liked Jenny, and Jenny liked Alfred. One day he asked her, "Why do you wear that ribbon all the time?" "I cannot tell you," said Jenny, but Alfred kept asking, "Why do you wear it?" And Jenny would say, "It's not important." Jenny and Alfred grew up and fell in love. One day, they got married. After their wedding, Alfred said, "Now that we're married, you must tell me about the green ribbon." "You still must wait," said Jenny. "I will tell you when the right time comes." Years passed. Alfred and Jenny grew old. One day, Jenny became very sick. The doctor told her she was dying. Jenny called Alfred to her side. "Alfred," she said, "now I can tell you about the green ribbon. Untie it, and you will see why I could not tell you before." Slowly and carefully, Alfred untied the ribbon, and Jenny's head fell off. The end. This one is called In a Dark, Dark Room. In a dark, dark wood, there was a dark, dark house. In that dark, dark house, there was a dark, dark room. And in that dark, dark room, there was a dark, dark chest. In that dark, dark chest, there was a dark, dark shelf. On that dark, dark shelf, there was a dark, dark box. And in that dark, dark box, there was a ghost! This last one is titled, The Night It Rained. It was a late night. I was driving past the cemetery when I saw a boy standing in the rain. "Do you want to ride home?" I asked. "Yes, please," he said. "I live on Front Street, next to the school." I handed him my old sweater. "It's cold tonight," I said, "and you are wet. You better put this on." After that, we did not talk. When we stopped at his house, I said, "Keep the sweater. I'll get it tomorrow." "What's your name?" "Jim," he said. "Thanks for the ride." I stopped for the sweater the next day. A woman came to the door. "Is Jim home?" I asked. "I've come to pick up my sweater." She looked at me in a strange way. It must have been another boy," she said. "Jim is our son, but he's been dead for almost a year. He's buried in the cemetery." I told her how sorry I was, and I left. I did not know what to think. The next morning, I went to the cemetery. I wanted to see Jim's grave. Lying across the grave was my sweater.
That was a good one to end on.
I know, that was like almost like an adult story.
I know. We hope you and your little creepsters enjoyed Carrie and her narrating, her storytelling. It was 100. She's looking at me like, "You're not wrong."
Oh, stop that. We hope y'all have a very happy Halloween. And remember,
creep it real
and don't get scared.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.